AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Negotiators for the U.S. and Mexico say they are making progress as they try to come to an agreement that would avoid President Trump's threatened tariff on imports from Mexico. But President Trump says he's not yielding until he sees a deal.
When you're the piggy bank that everybody steals and robs from and they deceive you and they've been doing for 25 years, tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word if you know how to use them properly.
The president's trying to pressure Mexico to stop the flow of immigrants across the border into the U.S. He spoke to the Fox News Channel's Ingram Angle. The tax on imports takes effect Monday. The top commander of American forces in the Persian Gulf region says Iran had apparently been planning to attack U.S. forces there, but has now decided to step back and recalculate, as he put it. But General Frank McKenzie says it's too early to conclude the threat is gone. Joe Biden says he no longer supports a congressional ban on using federal health care money to pay for abortions.
We now see so many Republican governors denying health care to millions of the most poorest and most vulnerable Americans by refusing even Medicaid expansion. I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden at a party fundraiser in Atlanta. A growing number of teachers, parents, and medical professionals think that smartphones are ramping up anxiety among students. The National Education Association calls the student anxiety a mental health tsunami. A former Minneapolis police officer convicted of shooting an unarmed woman dead as he investigated her 911 call will be sentenced today. Mohammed Noor is asking for no prison time, but instead says he would report to jail each year on the woman's birthday and the anniversary of her death. This is AP Radio News. The NYPD is apologizing for a raid 50 years ago at a gay bar, the Stonewall Inn.
At the time of the raid, law enforcement often considered homosexuality a crime. Patrons and others at the Stonewall Inn that night clashed with police.
The actions taken by the NYPD were wrong, plain and simple.
There had been a push for Commissioner James O'Neill to apologize.
The actions and the laws were discriminatory and oppressive, and for that, I apologize.
Thomas Lanigan Schmidt was involved in the Stonewall Inn raid. He talked to the AP 2 years ago about what it means for the gay community now.
They won't have to go through the being hidden or the being ashamed.
But a group called the Reclaim Pride Coalition calls O'Neill's comments an empty apology made under pressure. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mark Stevens, a Golden State Warriors investor, has been banned from the NBA for a year and fined after he shoved a Toronto guard during a game. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.